Museum, Oral History Project, and I have with me today Mr. MacArthur Cotton from Kosciuszko. We're going to interview Mr. Cotton, and I would begin by asking you, Mac, do I have your permission to do this interview?
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. And Mac, start us out by telling us a little about your earlier life, maybe where you were born, when you were born, the names of your parents, and how they got where they are, where they were. So start us off by giving us some biographical information about yourself.
All right, I was born in Kosciuszko, Mississippi, in Cali County.
What was your father's name?
My father's name was Hezekiah.
Hezekiah? All right. Was he from Cali County?
Yes, he actually was born.
How old did you do for a little?
He was a teacher.
With the school teacher.
Yeah.
Bob also. And your mother's name was?
Kitty Daniel
Cotton. Kitty? Kosciuszko from Metallic County?
She's from Winston County.
Winston County. Louisville?
Well, actually, Knox and Payne.
Let me see.
April 23rd.
Brothers and sisters?
Yeah, 16.
There were 16 in the family, how many boys?
Nine.
Still living?
No.
No? Okay. Were you the youngest? Where did you come in the 16?
Number six.
So the youngest? Okay. Now, where did you go to early school? Okay, go ahead.
Not really, I guess you know. Now, go ahead. This is probably a better time. I'm sorry about that.
Now, you went, what's the name of the elementary school you went to?
First group went to different fields. Very new
beginning. And that's good.
At that time, I think it went to the 8th grade.
8th grade. Did you go to the 8th grade at that school?
No. I didn't.
What's it name?
Tipton Street High
School. Tipton Street High School. Tipton. High school in Kosciuszko?
No.
No?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what grade, what year did you graduate high school?
60.
Remembrances you have about the time you were in high school?
Yes, I was reminded when you asked me about the name. Mm-hmm. We had a group. The freshman's name was
Bonded look, okay.
Well, we lost, but not by much.
Where did you go from high school? What'd you do? You went to Tugaloo?
Yeah.
Okay. It was 1960? Okay. What did you try to do at Tugaloo? What did you try to major in?
Pre-made.
Well, what was going on in Tugaloo during those days? That was in
1960. Well, it wasn't a lot, but then again, more than anywhere else, for instance.
Involved in anything in while you were a student at Tugaloo?
Yeah, well,
what did you hear about the movement? Did you hear what was going on? You remember when the bus, yeah, you heard about that. I was thinking about the Freedom Riders. Yeah, they came in 1960, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think about that?
I supported. I didn't I didn't particularly get acquainted with Thomas Gaper at that time.
With who?
Thomas Gaper.
Held meetings, Corps held meetings in Jackson.
Right.
That you went to?
Right, they had the Senate Field Secretary guy. And then they had the first Freedom House with the Corps Freedom House.
Oh.
Quite often.
Any activities they sponsored Corps during that time?
Yes. Well, it was.
Okay. So, did you join the staff of Corps, or did you just?
No, just kind of student volunteer.
Okay, student volunteer. Remember the youth council?
I remember the student council. The youth council, the student council.
What were they doing that you joined them in doing?
Well, mostly they had meetings and encouraged people to go and test the bus system. Mm-hmm. And I would bus out and some of the other Jackson people.
But then the buses.
Right.
That in the public lab? Oh, okay. You weren't one of them.
No, I was one of them, but I was in the, I was supporting the
party.
Mr. Elvis, he kind of...
Madgett?
Yeah, he encouraged, well, he knew, that my mother was a
child.
Yeah, before he got to be born.
Yeah?
You know, I used to, they wouldn't serve.
They wouldn't serve?
Right, they had a restaurant, so what I would do, do something like that.
So was that drugstore?
Yeah, drugstore.
Drugstore?
I guess they told my father.
So they told your father?
I mean, mostly did. And my father,
Yeah.
He was, he taught us that all that stuff was wrong.
So right.
He had no question about it. But he said, he just came to me.
The end of the conversation.
Right. And it was just maybe a year or two ago that I fully understood the conversation.
Yeah.
I understood that what had probably happened. They probably called him up to their apartment up here. You were such and such and said, you better talk to him. Mm-hmm. And he did what he said. Okay, I'll talk to him about it. And that's what, but he didn't tell him, don't go back up there, don't this, don't,
Right.
And it just occurred to me that he probably was, what he really, the deeper meaning of what he, the question was.
Yeah.
Of the Montgomery bus boy.
Oh, the bus boy got Montgomery.
And he had it for me,
Good.
I don't think it started in the 60s.
So what were your sisters doing at the time, the rest of the family?
Well, I had two sisters who had just graduated.
We graduated from where?
Family.
Oh, Michigan Valley. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about then. What did you do?
Okay, I guess there's somebody out there you should meet or something, And I was really doing the summer, and I was working in the library, and he told me that...
Really?
Right.
Did you go?
He asked the people. Yeah. Yes. Who were some other people that the political empowerment that was something that was embedded, through our parents. I was part of
it. George Love go down to Macomb with you?
Yes. John Harvey also, he met him down there.
Okay.
And I kind of think that probably had something to do with Bob.
Wasn't from me?
Bob Moses?
No, Bob, you're talking to Steering Bob Moses?
Yeah.
To the,
down to Amazon Moses.
Okay.
Steering Bob Moses down to
John Hardy got pistol whipped in Macomb, what happened?
That was in Tallentown.
That was in Tallentown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And we continued. Tennessee.
Oh, I was in
Tennessee. I don't know if he left. Eventually, took off, started working on the ring. green as hell, you know.
Registered to vote?
Right. And they wouldn't register the people. So that created a demonstration. Right. And they asked us what they would do. Their strategy at that time was what y'all call the local people. Mm-hmm. You know, they were arrested, I think, about.
My eyes are killing me, man.
So they stayed in, I think the women were in, stayed in the local jail.
They stayed in the local jail?
And they took us to a county farm. Well, anyway, I can't be 100%.
Yeah.
And we were taken out on work gang.
You were in jail?
These one of your boys.
Oh.
From up there, you get a good look at them.
How'd you get out of jail? You were involved?
Involved.
30 of you in jail? You said 30 or 40?
I think it was 43. Originally, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think
so. So you got out of jail?
Well,
how did you get out of the jail that you were in?
Oh, that we were bailed out. Yep.
Yeah, I was in or where'd you go? Well, Greenwood.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Who? To Greenwood.
Seemed to close me in on. And for some reason,
after you finally left the Floyd County and you go went where?
Right. I think I went back to school for the next year, I believe. Or maybe a semester, a whole year.
Remember who went with you? Mm-hmm. You could say it as well.
First time, it seemed like it might have been Frank. Frank Smith.
Frank Smith?
Yeah. It seemed like Frank and somebody else.
Mm.
But much like we did in Greenwood. You went in that march where it put by the rest of the chief of police.
No, I don't think I was up there with.
I know quite a few people from the National Council of Churches.
Yeah. We're in that. Yeah. What year was that?
62.
Oh, 63, I'm not sure. I'm glad you went back to school.
Yeah.
Get your goals?
No. I didn't attend. That probably was 63.
March in Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah. From the march, where'd you go? When you came back from the march of
Washington?
That was that 63. 63? Oh, I meant to DC. Oh, that's it. All right. When did you start planning the summer party? Where were you when you were planning that?
I wasn't having it. That was when Bob made the first. Took on a different
business. Yeah, right.
That's not that one. I worked in Atlantic.
Or did you go to Atlantic City?
No, not sure. No, I was in orientation and placement. So I did a lot of it. With the that we are around enough people and
Where'd you spend the summer part? You said in 64. You spent
that's
the whole.
I was in.
Where were you?
In Jackson.
The office coordinator.
Yeah. On that part, on that particular part.
Were you through by 64? Were you through school? Were you finished with school by that time?
No.
Did you go back to school after the summer project? Went back to it?
Right. Last I was 66.
Late in 66?
No, I didn't march.
I didn't march?
But I had it.
In 1966.
I quit your way.
Well, you were. Okay. All right. So when you came out in 66, what happened?
I worked for Head Start a while. So, that was what we were trying to do.
And crew.
That's what we were trying to do.
Did you go to Africa?
No. I need to go to Africa, get over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gave me a trip. And I did read through some books.
March. Were you on the march?
For the march.
In 66? Meredith March?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know. We have been dealing with that. Well, since the summer project, during the summer project, we started to talk about who's the favorite Pete. And he said, so he's over there, and you know Stokely couldn't take that.
Yeah,
we're on like that. And we pushed the issue and really got on a little chest.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Hollis, I think. Quite a few of us, And we put hollering back at him. Oh, man. You like a bad cookie.
The thing.
That's it. Hey, keep sleeping.
When did you get married?
First time. I think I was 64.
All right, before you went back to Hollywood?
Yeah, once. Okay. I led it out of the United States to Marvin.
Who was that?
Marvin O'Brien.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Marvin. Yeah, I knew her father. Started the contract?
Right.
Okay. In construction?
Right.
When you went back to Kosciuszko?
Well, not instantly.
You know, eventually that's what you tend to rent for?
City training,
yeah. Where is he?
He's in Boston. Matter of fact, he's gone.
What more of it? $1.
$3.
$3. Oh, okay.
Hard time on that.
Jesse, you there?
Yeah.
Sneaking in.
Okay, you're
out. You got anything more you want to add?
But I want it off the camera.
You want it off the camera? He had to wake me up periodically, Jess. I was falling asleep, man.